Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in Peru are electing a new president. The most recent public opinion polls indicate that candidates Keiko Fujimori and Pedro Kaczynski are virtually tied in the runoff election. Fujimori is the daughter of a former president, Alberto Fujimori, who is serving a 25-year prison sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Candidate Kaczynski is a former World Bank economist. Both candidates are conservatives. The last of the state presidential primary elections in this year's U.S. political campaign takes place this week. The largest of Tuesday's five elections is in California. It is expected that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will wrap up the Democratic presidential nomination, although she faces a strong challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Polls show a tight race between the two in California. Both would like to finish off with a win there. Taliban militants opened fire Sunday in a courthouse in eastern Afghanistan, killing seven people and wounding 21 in what they say was a revenge attack for last month's execution of some Taliban prisoners. Officials say the court's newly appointed prosecutor was among those killed in the attack in Logar province. All three gunmen were killed by Afghan security forces. The Syrian army is moving into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the self-proclaimed caliphate of the Islamic State group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of the Raqqa province, backed by Russian airstrikes. The Islamic State group has held Raqqa since 2013. This is VOA News. Swiss voters have rejected a plan that would have guaranteed a basic monthly income to the whole population. Lisa Schlein reports.
Swiss television affirms what opinion polls had predicted. The unconditional basic income initiative has been massively defeated. Under the proposal, which was put forward by an independent citizens group, adults would receive about $2,500 from the government every month, and children about a quarter of that amount. Foreigners who have been legal residents for at least 5 years, as well as all Swiss citizens, would have been eligible for the stipend. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Pope Francis canonized two new saints on Sunday. The Polish founder of the first men's religious order dedicated to the Immaculate Conception and a Lutheran convert who hid Jews during World War II.
Autoritate Domini Nostri Jesu Christi.
Pope Francis canonized the Polish priest Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary and the Swedish nurse and Catholic convert Maria Elizabeth Hesselblad during a Mass Sunday in St. Peter's Square. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Sunday denounced a recent U.S. State Department report that identified his country as the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. He charged that the U.S. ally, Saudi Arabia, was the real leader in funding terrorist activity. The U.S. State Department published its annual report Thursday in which it said Iran increased its support of Palestinian militants in Gaza last year and supported Hezbollah fighters trying to maintain the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Floodwaters on the River Seine began receding Sunday in Paris. The receding waters allowed museum curators, merchants, transit operators, and the general public some relief from the city's worst flooding in three decades. The president-elect of the Philippines says he will pay a bounty to people who kill drug dealers. Rodrigo Duterte said during his campaign he would unleash the military and police on drug dealers. Late Saturday, however, he invited the general public to go after them. Speaking to a large crowd of cheering supporters in a televised speech, Duterte, who will take office June 30th, said he would pay $107,000 for dead drug dealers. A senior Chinese military official, Admiral Sun Jungguo, Sunday rejected U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter's recent statement that China is isolating itself with its actions in the South China Sea. Carter said the Chinese government is erecting a great wall of self-isolation by its militarization of disputed islets. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.